The Rockaways, where the jet crashed yesterday, is just a few miles from Kennedy Airport. A number of airline employees live there, pilots, attendants, ground crew. Some of them saw the crash, and within days, many will have to fly again. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Jamie was scheduled to fly yesterday. Just Jamie, as it might read on her flight attendant name tag. She doesn't want to use her last name. At around 9:15 in the morning, she was jogging to the gym when something fell.
It was about the size of someone's front door fell out of the sky, and a car was driving down the street, and it basically hit it in the windshield and smashed apart.
Jamie doesn't know why, but she picked up a piece of it. Maybe it would be an important bit of evidence.
And just also in disbelief, like, oh my God, this is a piece of that airplane. What the hell is going on?
Jamie worried the plane had hit her house, but it missed by a few blocks. She woke her roommate, put the piece of airplane by the couch, told the police she had it, and then became hysterical. She called work to say she would not be coming in. 12 hours, a half a chocolate cake, and a tranquilizer later, she's shaky but better, ready to fly again.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we've got it. We've got to go back to work. I don't know what else I can do. I love my job, so you just got to keep on trucking, I guess.
Jamie's in her late 20s. Her roommate, Eric, is a little older. He's been a flight attendant for 14 years. Loves planes. He's watched them be sturdily welded together. He's also watched videotapes of plane accidents as part of emergency training. And now there's a piece of an Airbus in his living room. It smells like fuel, he says, and seems thin.
I didn't realize that they were that light, that it was that lightweight, because the planes are so massive and they carry such a huge amount of weight. It kind of surprised me. But I guess for them to stay airborne, they have to be lightweight.
As a flight attendant, he says, you learn that accidents happen. Eric's friend Maureen lives a block away by the beach. She's also worked as a flight attendant. Maureen loves flying, but she does have this nightmare.
The dream is a recurring dream I've had for years, and it's always down at the beach, and it's right at the shore, and it's a silver plane, and it spirals down like that. It's not on fire, though. It just spirals into the ground.
Which is pretty much what she saw yesterday from her window. When she describes it, she sticks her arms out and leans from side to side as if she were the plane.
Flying on one engine's not the greatest thing, and now you have an engine on fire. I mean, you lose all the hydraulics and, you know, the electrical system and other instruments aren't going to work.
260 people on the plane died yesterday. 9 were crew members. A couple hours after the crash, email circulated listing the crew's names. A flight attendant named Ty lives 11 blocks from the site. She knew most of the crew members. She keeps thinking about them and that odd piece of plane that Jamie found.
I won't say, but it looked like a piece of the galley. I mean, it looked to me like an interior piece, something that we look at every day on the flight. I don't know, it kind of gives me the chills thinking about it.
Ty lives with a man named Paul, who has worked for over 30 years in the airline industry. He's a purser, the head flight attendant in charge of comfort and safety. Standing on his balcony the night of the crash, he counts 5 planes over the ocean headed for Kennedy Airport. His job, he says, has been a lesson in statistics.
It's just one of those things. How many takeoffs every day out of Kennedy Airport? 1,200, 1,400, 2,000 a day? And this happened once in the last, 25 years. Happened once. You know, the most dangerous part of a flight attendant's life is getting on the Bell Parkway. People are killed on that road every day.
At about 8 in the evening, detectives finally come by Jamie and Eric's house to pick up the panel that fell from the sky. They take it away in a Ziploc bag. It will probably be taken to an old naval airfield nearby. Paul volunteers there, rebuilding old naval planes. Investigators will now be trying to reassemble Flight 587. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, The Rockaways.